You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Welcome to the Red Nation Podcast Interview Series. My name is Steve Botcher, and earlier today I had the pleasure of speaking with Drew Becky. Born in Regina, Saskatchewan, Drew Becky is a defender who currently plays for the Columbus Crew. Drafted 28th overall by the Crew in the 2013 MLS Super Draft, Becky is a Major League Soccer rookie who excelled during 4 years of college soccer at the University of Denver. He's represented Canada at the youth national team level and impressed many observers last year with his play for the U23 Canadian national team at the CONCACAF Olympic qualifying tournament in Nashville. In this interview, Drew and I discuss his upcoming Major League Soccer campaign, his early days with the Columbus Crew, the 2013 MLS Player Combine, and his thoughts on making the jump from college soccer to the professional level. And now, Drew Becky. Drew, congratulations on signing with the Columbus Crew.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
The last several weeks have likely been a whirlwind for you. How has life at the MLS level been treating you so far?
Well, it's great. The guys are great, and they couldn't be more welcoming. And I really am excited to be here in Columbus. And the preseason was great. You know, it was demanding, but we're excited to get into the regular season here.
There was a strong consensus from those on site at the 2013 MLS Player Combine that you delivered a very solid performance and raised your stock quite a bit prior to the MLS Super Draft. What was your mindset heading into the Combine?
Just do what I do. I know I can play, and, you know, I don't think I got, I guess I could say it was a very good experience, and I was very blessed to be a part of the Combine, and, you know, I was just there playing, you know, nothing out of the ordinary. It's all I did at Denver and what I've done for Canada, so I'm excited to, you know, to be here in Columbus, and I'm glad that I caught the eye of the teams down there. And again, I just can't say enough how excited I am.
Like a number of Canada's up-and-coming young players, you are part of the recent Canadian U23 Olympic qualifying team that impressed many people with their play at the CONCACAF Olympic qualifying tournament in Nashville. Yourself, Kyle Becker, Bryce Alderson, Russell Tiebert, and Donnell Henry are part of a group of young players who look primed to make your marks at the pro level here in North America. How much confidence do you take from the manner in which you were able to excel and compete at that tournament?
Well, I think you have to take a lot of confidence out of that. You know, you're losing to Mexico, who won the gold medal and is a great footballing nation. And it's great to see those guys, you know, like Russell and Donnell and Becker and Alderson. They're all doing great, and they've all established themselves. Well, Becker and I being rookies, but all the other guys have established themselves in the league. And, you know, Becker and I chose to do school. So, but we'll look to do the same. And Becker's a great player. He'll do great at TFC. And Donnell's done great there, too. But I think looking back at the tournament, people weren't expecting us to do that. And I think we always knew in our hearts and with our teammates that we were going to do good. And I think Fonseca did a great job preparing us for that. And it was nice to have Stephen Hart on the staff, too, to propel us towards that. But I think the future looks bright. I know it was a bit unfortunate with the U20s yesterday. But there's great players there. And I think Canada's coming. It's coming. And people can look forward to, you know, the national team in the next few years and qualifying for the next World Cup in 2018. So you can't do anything but look forward.
That U23 team seemed to have a really strong bond and was a group of players that came together very quickly. And it looked like you guys really enjoyed playing with each other. Are you now looking forward to playing against some of your former national team teammates, you know, as the opposition in the MLS?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always nice to go, you know, whether it's coming to Toronto or, you know, we're actually going to Vancouver this week. So nice to see Russell and all those guys. But it's great to, you know, see them before the game. But when it comes down to the game, it's strictly business. You're playing for your team, they're playing for their team, you're playing for pride. So as much as you love the guys, you gotta be professional and try and win the game.
I'm pretty sure that you're very focused on you know, the Columbus Crew at the moment, but I'm wondering, you know, you played on the U23 team and did well there. Is a call up to the senior men's national team something that's on your list of goals?
Oh yeah, you always dream of representing your country at the highest level, at the senior level. But you know, I have to focus on Columbus now and being the best I can here. And if I do that, then I think I'll get a chance. I'm in contact with all the coaching staff and all that and all the players. So if they call, then I'll be ready. But for now, you know, I focus on being the best I can here and developing and getting used to the level and getting into games and getting into the, you know, the traveling 18 and trying to get into the starting 11. You don't know what will happen, but you try and learn from the older guys, you know, like Chad Marshall and, you know, the new addition of Glauber and some of the other defenders. And then, you know, let that take it from there and see if I can get into a camp soon.
Young Canadian players seem to have more opportunities than ever before in terms of where they can pursue their career. With more and more opportunities happening in Canada and the United States, we're starting to see more young players competing at the MLS level. But there's, you know, still players that choose to go over to Europe as well. You know, throughout your college years, you were excelling, you were a good player, so obviously you had a future. Did you ever consider heading to Europe, or was the MLS always something that you wanted to give a shot at?
I think there's always aspirations of going, you know, to Europe, and, you know, you always watch on TV, you see, you know, like the Real Madrid-Barcelona game, and not to say that we would get to that level, but there's always dreams, yeah, but I think I was always wanted to be, you know, playing in the MLS, and I always thought it was a league that was up and coming, and it's just getting better, and I couldn't be happier to be here. I had an opportunity when I was 16 to move to Vancouver and be in the residency there with some of the younger Canadian guys, but I chose to go to school. And unfortunately, I mean, some of those guys are, you know, over in Germany still, like Randy and Winnie Bonzo being in the second Bundesliga with Heimcheck Braunschweig, and he's doing great. And, you know, like Samuel Pietz over at Dusseldorf, and that's great for them. But they did give up, you know, education, and I'm glad I have that background in case of injury, you know, and soccer's not always going to be there. But for the moment now, I'm very excited to be the best I can in MLS.
You start in the midfield at the University of Denver, and you've played as both a midfielder and a defender with Canada. You know, you're a versatile player. The Crew have you listed as a defender and look to be utilizing you primarily as a right back as well as a central defender. What has Columbus management told you about their plans for utilizing you, and, you know, where do you like to play the most?
Well, I think I have the most experience at center back and at right back, and I think that'll be my forte here with the Crew and giving some depth, you know, and seeing what I can do to help bolster the team in those two positions. I feel most comfortable at center back, but I also have the ability to play multiple positions, so I'm blessed to have that you know, aspect of my game, and if they need something, wherever it may be, I can pop in there and do the job. But obviously at this level you need to specialize in one position, and I'll be looking to do that at center back and right back.
You were chosen 28th overall by the Crew in the 2000 MLS Super Draft. Not every second round pick ends up earning a contract with the MLS club that drafted them. You know, how has preseason gone for you over the last several weeks? And, you know, what have you done to distinguish yourself?
It's been a great preseason. I think coming in here, you obviously have to earn a contract. And I've done well, just trying to play solid and play simple. I think I've known Robert and their coaching staff since I saw them at Olympic qualifying, and they were there, you know, watching me and some other guys. So I've had a good background with them, and so it goes further than the combine and in college soccer. So I couldn't be happier again. And this is a good situation here in Columbus, and I couldn't be happier.
Your athleticism is considered to be one of your strengths. That said, most players say the biggest adjustment they have to make in making the jump from college soccer to the pro level is dealing with the speed of the game and the overall athleticism of the MLS. Has that been the case for you as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think that goes back to your last question, is athleticism, and you can't really teach that. You can make guys, you know, quicker and stuff like that, but I've been blessed with athleticism, and at any position, it's closing down at the right speed, it's ball speed, it's you know, jumping and covering ground, and I have the ability to do that. So wherever I play, whether it's at
often for a young player such as yourself, it can be very important to be in a good learning environment and surrounded by quality veteran players, you know, just to, for your own development. You're still learning, I would assume. Thus far, how has it been training and playing on a back line with top quality defenders like Chad Marshall and in front of an excellent keeper such as Andy Gruenbaum?
Well, like I said before, being with the guys is, they've been great, and I don't think there's a better place to start your career, and I'm really excited to be in Columbus. There's guys with loads of experience. You know, Eddie Gavin's going into his 11th year, and that's crazy. You know, him coming to the league at 16, there's just tons of experience you can gain from him, and Chad Marshall really brings you under the wing and tells you little specific things, and when you're doing, you know, things the right way, they applaud you for it. And when you're, you know, doing things something differently or not the right way, they'll bring you under and say, you know, maybe look at it this way. And it's exciting to be a part of that, you know, a team with lots of history and success, and it's been great.
You've also joined a club that, in addition to having, you know, some great players, has also been a pretty consistent winner over the years and has a real winning mentality. You know, what has impressed you the most about the Columbus Crew organization so far?
It's very professional. Everything we do is very professional, and the type of blue collar attitude that everybody portrays, whether even if you're foreign or you know, American. It seems to be ingrained in the club, and people understand that, and that's an important aspect, I think, of the Crew, and they want to be known for that, but also be known for playing good soccer. And I think that the combination of the two has led to their success over the years, and I hope I can add to that. You know, my job's not to score goals. My job's to keep goals out and give it to the guys and the playmakers that do score the goals, and if we can do that and we know our roles, then we'll be successful. And I hope people will start to notice that Columbus is a very good team this year, and that we can go deep into the playoffs. So it's an exciting time.
Your sister Janine Becky is also a soccer player, and it sounds like you come from a big soccer family. Was professional soccer always something you wanted to pursue, and how did your family influence your passion for the game?
Oh man, yeah, Janine's done great at Texas Tech University, and you know, she decided to play for the States, so I kind of give her some crap about that. But yeah, our family's been always supportive, and I wouldn't, you know, be in the situation I am right now without their support. You know, my mom and dad played basketball at the U of S, and my mom coached the U of R in Saskatchewan. So it's a big basketball family too. But you know, I played a little bit of that when I was growing up. But soccer was always my passion, and they never held me back. They never tried to push me one way or the other, and they did that with my sisters too. So like I said, it couldn't be where I am without their financial commitment and their passion towards, you know, letting us follow our goals. And my mom's been great with that, and she's excited for her to come out and see some games. And yeah, hopefully Janine keeps developing and can be a, you know, star player wherever, you know, whatever country she chooses. I think she should try and get up with Canada, but we'll see how that goes.
I have one final question for you. Obviously, you'd probably like nothing more than to make your debut on the opening weekend of the MLS 2013. At the same time, the second league match on Columbus's schedule, as you've touched on, is against the Whitecaps in Vancouver. Would it be special for you to make your MLS debut in a Canadian city?
Oh yeah, that would be a dream. But you know, my main focus is in what, you know, Coach Orzeha wants in his plans, and if it's not in the plans, and you know, there's great players in front of me like Chad Marshall and Glauber and Josh Williams on the back line, and I'm there to fill in if, you know, if somebody's injured, if somebody's hurt. I think, you know, I need to pay my dues, but if the time, you know, if my number was called, that would be a very spectacular feeling, you know, to be in front of your home country and some people that you know in Vancouver. But I would just love to be included in the 18, and we'll see that later today if I'll be going on the trip. But that would be an amazing feeling, definitely. But one step at a time, one step at a time.